Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
What's hot at the Green Market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update. Hello and welcome to the Grow NYC Market Update. This is Jack Inslee subbing in for Aaron Fairbanks on this lovely Thursday afternoon. And we've got Gene Hodesh on the line. Gene, how's it going?
Hi, how are you, Jack?
I'm doing well. It's beautiful out.
It is beautiful out.
So which neighborhood are we going to this week?
So this week I wanted to talk about my own little neighborhood of Windsor Terrace. In just south of Prospect Park in Brooklyn. We got a nice little neighborhood market there last year, and it just reopened this last Sunday for its second season. And even though it was rainy all day, neighbors were really excited that it was there. They were happy to see it again, and they came down toting their bags of kitchen scraps to drop off at our compost collection, and they were pretty excited to pick up fresh fruits and vegetables. So the market is located just outside PS 154. It's on 11th Avenue between Sherman Street and Windsor Place. And the customers are a lot of young families. There's actually a lot of Grow NYC staff that live in the neighborhood that come by. And Marty Markowitz, the borough president, also actually lives over there, so I've seen him at the market before. And then on Wednesdays, also in Windsor Terrace, in the southwest corner of Prospect Park, we have the Bartow Pritchard Square Green Market, and that just reopened a couple weeks ago. So it's a really nice place to stop on Wednesday mornings on your way to work. You can stop at Dub Pie and get a cup of coffee, and then go into the market, which is actually in the entrance to the park. You can go to Bread Alone and get a pastry and maybe sit in the park for a minute before you head off into your day.
Yeah, sounds relaxing. That's nice. And what about some of the farmers and products at that market?
Yeah, so on Sundays at the PS 154 market in front of the school, you'll find European-style fresh and aged cheese from Shepherd Valley Creamery, and they also make some really amazing sheep's milk yogurt that is, if you haven't tried it, they sell it at a number of our markets. It's highly recommended. There are apples and irresistible cider donuts from Williams Fruit Farm. There's fresh bread from Baker's Bounty. And then Glabaki Farms has this amazing array of produce. He farms in the Black Dirt region of Orange County. So he's got greens, radishes. He's got green garlic right now just piled up. And then there's also Feather Ridge Farm. They have poultry and fresh eggs. And next to them, you'll find beautiful fresh berries and produce from Fishkill Farms. And I remember last year, just when the market was getting going, Fishkill had just incredible cherries and blueberries. So I'm really getting excited for the little berries to come in as we near that season again. And then on Wednesdays, in the market in the corner of Prospect Park, Glabaki also sells there. So does Williams Fruit Farm. And then another overlapping producer is American Seafood. So they sell really great wild-caught seafood, fresh fish and shellfish. It's caught in Suffolk County. And right now it's actually blowfish tail season, which our director, Michael, is very, very excited about. He was raving about them last year. They've just come back in. And he says you can pan fry them, deep fry them, oven bake them, cook them any way you want. And they're just like chicken wings. There's one big bone in the middle, and then you can just kind of get the meat right off of that, and he couldn't recommend that you try them enough. And then another new producer at that market is Goodale Farm, and it's exciting because they actually have milk. So we have milk in the neighborhood on Wednesdays, and it's sold in glass bottles. You put in a deposit. You can bring back the bottle to return it next week, and it's just very rich, sweet. I mean, there's nothing like fresh milk.
So when blowfish tail becomes like the summer party item, you can say you heard it here first. That
Absolutely.
Sounds delicious. And so what else is going on in the neighborhood for those people that aren't so familiar with it?
Sure. Well, there were actually a lot of people visiting the neighborhood last weekend for the Googa Mooga, but
oh, yeah.
I don't know if they knew about the markets. But the park is there. This is the number one catch about the neighborhood. So I'm looking forward to grilling season. And this coming weekend, it's Memorial Day weekend. So I think the name of the game is to get up early, get your produce at the market, and go down to the picnic house and claim a grill so you can have a barbecue and invite your friends. And then also, Greenwood Cemetery is a really gorgeous place to explore. That's pretty close by. And then I would also say that the Pavilion Movie Theater is pretty special. It's got this great old marquee, and it's right by where our market is on Wednesdays if you want to catch a Wednesday matinee, or if it's another Sunday afternoon and you're looking for something to do, go stop by the old movie theater.
Cool. Yeah, that all sounds like it would be great for Memorial Day weekend. And what else is going on events-wise around this time?
Yeah, so we have other neighborhood markets that are opening up soon. We've got some in Queens that are about to open on June 1st, Socrates Sculpture Park Green Market, and close to it, the Sunnyside Green Market. Those both open Saturday, June 1st. In South Brooklyn, Bay Ridge opens June 1st, and then back up in Queens, the Elmhurst Hospital Green Market opens on Tuesday, June 4th, which is always, they have a huge opening day party. The hospital has like a house band that comes out and plays every year, so it's really fun to look forward to. And then in terms of at-market events, this Sunday at the Cortelyou Green Market in Ditmas Park, our market manager, Tali Bialy, is going to be cooking up sun-fed beef and teaching people how to make steak sandwiches. So if you want to stop by for a sample or a recipe, that's happening from 11 a.m. to 1. And then I wanted to remind everybody that Union Square is open on Memorial Day. It's our only Monday market, and they will be there even though other people are hanging out and taking the day off. If you forgot to pick up your picnic items, your grilling items, stop by Union Square and get some and then go out and party.
Awesome. Sounds like there's plenty going on. And, of course, listeners, remember to visit grownyc.org/ourmarkets and find out more info on the cooking demos, book signings, giveaways, and more happening each week at the Green Market. And if you want more info on the farmers, the market, or volunteer opportunities, check them out at grownyc.org. Follow them on Twitter at at UNSQ Green Market and at NYC Green Markets. So plenty of ways to get involved and up to date, including this very Grow NYC Market update, which is here on Heritage Radio Network every single Thursday. So thanks so much, Gene, and I hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend.
You too.
All right, we'll see you guys next week for the Farm Report and the Grow NYC Market update. This has been Jack Inslee with HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Follow us on all the social medias. We are there. All of our 30-plus programs on the website, plus membership information. See you next week. Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.